Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Y'all, welcome to Lawless Radio. This is Grit Grun. I know I'm not the chairman. You're used to hearing the chairman. This is your girl, So Ambitious. I'm filling in for the chairman, Mr. TL, tonight. Shouts out to the chairman who's handling boss things. Shout out to everyone here on Lawless Radio. Shouts out to my crew, Jay's Verse, Red G. Now, you can follow us on Lawless on Twitter at Lawless Radio. You can also follow us at Lawless ENT. Also, check us out on Facebook, Lawless Radio. Now, to call in to the show tonight, 646-478-5209. I also like to start off by giving a shout-out to Ms. Lynn Bozoff of the Meningitis Foundation. And I would also like to give my RIP to Ms. Whitney Houston, and my heart definitely goes out to her family. I was a huge, huge, huge Whitney Houston fan, so her death definitely came as a shock to me. So my heart definitely goes out to her family. Now, if you guys have something that you want to promote, if you want to let us know here on Lawless Radio what you have going on, you can call in at 646-478-5209. You can also visit our website, www.lawlessradio.com. If you're an independent artist and you want your music heard here on Lawless Radio, you just go to www.lawlessradio.com and click on the Submit Your Music tab, and all of the information that you need to make that happen is there. All right, we're going to go into some more music, and I'll be back in and out to check in with you guys. I don't really have a topic tonight. I'm sorry that I'm late, but we're going to make this happen. All right, now we're going to get into some music, and I'll be back. This is Drunk Gorilla, Thunderman.
We the greatest. Oh, 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 Godfather the Pimp. Oh, oh, Thunderman. Oh, oh, we the greatest.
Like a drunk gorilla. don't make me lose it in this dick. Boy, then I'm out the boot. I will shoot you in this dick.
Dum, dum, dum,
you already know, chicken head, what's your sanctity leg? Get it on the floor.
Oh, oh,
I got a problem on these bottles. I be hollering like a dollar on this vodka with my pocket. I'm fucking out my bridges. Ain't no feeling in my nose. I'm fucking with your bitches. With the titties sitting slow. I rug her on the booty. Then she threw it like a hell. I will eat you out your drawers up in here.
For real.
Thank you. worry about her past. Dreams of finding somebody she could never have. I wanna make her dreams come true, so I do all the things she don't expect me to. It don't matter time of day, I'm always waiting. I keep my phone close, her call I be anticipating. I know exactly what she worth, she priceless in my eyes. Angel in the skies, glad to say she all mine. I think about her, and it's like somebody stopped the time. My diamond in the rough, it's a must, I let her shine. She crossed my mind, I press rewind to relive the moment. Flawless in all she do, call her my superwoman. Wake brings us closer. I can't wait to hold her, turned on by a sweet aroma. Body massages, feet rubs just to ease her tension. She likes to vent, talk for hours, I'd love to listen. I don't do no tripping in the end, she feels better. Nothing she say is dumb, talk to me about whatever. I try to show her all the things that's most important. A real life fairy tale that need to be recorded. All I think about is things to do to make her smile. Spy appointments, cancel plans, she gon' be there a while. She my queen, she get the royal treatment. I give all she need, she keep my heart beat.
Guys, welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is Grit Grind. I am your host, So Ambitious. The chairman has taken a night off, so I'm filling in for him. If you're an artist and you have something to promote, the number is 646-478-5209. I'm about to take this call, and then we're going to go back into some more music. All right, 770-940, you're on the line. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. You there?
I'm here. Can't you hear me?
I can hear you now. What's up? Gotta be Mississippi.
Who is it going to be? Yeah, I know. That's funny, ain't it?
What's going on with you tonight?
I'm good. Feeling good. You know, have me a little cocktail and whatnot. Sitting here with my loved one, my better half.
Oh, okay. Did you enjoy your Valentine's Day?
Okay, what's that supposed to mean?
Did y'all enjoy your Valentine's Day? Did you have a good one?
Every day I'm with her, I enjoy it. I don't need one day out the year to enjoy her company, what she cooked for me, the love that we make, the kisses that we have, and the culling that we do with each other. I don't need that one day. If I only tell I show our love and appreciate it one day out of the year, what type of nigga that make me? I'm just saying.
I know that's right. You need to teach other men that one.
I don't need to do a damn thing but stay black and die. They need to teach their damn self. They all grown. Some of them older than me. And you know what I'm saying? That's one thing. I don't teach grown folk. I teach teenagers. I go to school. I go to work every morning in the high school. I teach my students. I don't teach grown-ass niggas nothing. You hear me?
I feel you.
I damn skip it.
Hey,
how you doing?
It's Mel Wallace.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
That's good, good, good.
He's on one.
Yeah. All right. So, did you have a good Valentine's Day? Let me ask you that question.
Let me get the other way around. It was okay. You know, we just went out to eat and we watched a movie and we went to bed. Like I said, I had put it on Lawless Adult. You know, like that's what I planned to do anyway. So it was okay. It's nothing special.
Okay, that's what's up.
We are one of Lawless new couples. I know nobody expected Mel Lawless to be with Mississippi Red. Like, how did that happen? But so we're working it out.
Okay, well that's what's up. So what's been going on with you other than your new love?
Oh, nothing. I'm just trying to get some promotions up here. I just moved up here up in Milwaukee, so we're looking at opening this club. I'm trying to do some promotions up here, so getting a little connects, you know, this way. TL, you know, TL is my cousin, but we toe free, so I'm meeting some of my Tulsi family, so I'm up here because I'm from KC originally, but I'm up here, so I'm like, okay, well, I'm getting connections from them too also, and then from my Lawless family, and so I'm doing business up here and also business with my people back in KC. So I love everybody that's listening, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up. Because I remember the last time I talked to you, you were telling me about some of the stuff you were doing with some of the artists and Lawless and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while, but yeah, I'm still doing a thing, girl. And then the next time you talk to me, well, no, not the next time, but hopefully within the year, we'll have this club up and running and we'll be doing it. Yeah, I'm trying to put people on the stage again and have it running my own club because I used to own my own club. But hopefully the next time we talk, I will have my club up and running up here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We'll be doing it, you know. So
that's okay, you know what? You grind as hard as your cousin. When do y'all sleep?
Right.
Probably a lot of clothes. I swear, the chairman is always in something.
TL has taught me a lot. I will say that. He has taught me a whole lot. I give my cousin high five. He taught me a whole lot. So, yeah.
Yeah, can't nobody say that that man don't know nothing about his business. So the whole family, are all of y'all into the business type thing like that?
My son is opening up his own recording
studio.
Yeah, down in KC. I think they'll be done by the end of this week. So, yeah, we all are.
I'll tell you something about what TL said, so check this out.
Hold on.
Let me tell you something what TL said. He told me this. a couple years ago when he was my supervisor. He told me, he was like, you know what, Mississippi, he was like, I'm not a businessman. I am a business man. So his name is a business. Just like Jordan, like LeBron, like Trump. He's not a businessman. His name is a business. That's the only thing I'm going to say on that. I'm handing you back over to Mel.
All right. Crazy.
And I want to hear some of that Donnie, too.
All right, I'll get that on for you.
Yeah, you can do that.
So you said your son is opening his own studio?
You know what? She told me the story. She started getting him piano lessons when he was 2 years old.
Yeah.
And he got so good at it that he started venturing out into other musical avenues because of attributes that he learned through piano. So now this man, who's not only in the military, he's very musically inclined, and he's going to do something.
He plays the trumpet. He plays the saxophone. The saxophone and the drums and the piano.
And the trombone.
And he can sing.
And I don't know this nigga. He is very talented.
He can sing. So he's like, Mama, I'm ready to go. I said, you got it from your mama. You know, so, and then he truly, and they have their own little group together, but he is truly talented, and I'm so proud of him, and I will gladly welcome him to the Lawless family. He is on Lawless Adults, but I shouldn't have did that. I mean, he's 19, but, you know.
He's an adult, so he belongs on Lawless Adults. I mean, I wouldn't imagine doing something like that with me, but if he wanted to do it to himself, I'd say you welcome with open arms.
Shut up. But he is, I want to welcome him to the Lawless family because there is a lot of things that we all can do together to network. So, yeah. Going good.
Okay. Well, we're going to go into some more music and I'll be right back on. We're going to go into some Donnie for Mississippi.
So.
Yeah.
No, let me ask a question, my friend. Let me ask a question.
You can ask her a question. And no, she
just give me the phone. Let me ask her one last question before you go back to me. Why are you so tardy this evening?
Why am I so tardy? I had some other stuff
tardy?
I had to do before I came on.
Oh, really? Well, you know, the chairman ain't going to appreciate that too much. You know that, right?
Oh, he knows I'm late because I already talked to him. We're good.
Baby, it's Lawless, baby.
You cut it off. I would put the women.
Trying to do the things that a man should do. Spending quality time, going to the movies, holding hands in the park, too into dark. Holding you around town, with the rack top down. The wind is in your hair, all the ladies stop and stare. Wishing they were you, telling me what to do. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you. Going about how I made you feel. But the love, but was it real? I'm tired of this mess. All I do is stress about where you were and who you done and who you with. Girl, I'm so confused as I'm in love with you. There's nothing I wouldn't do. Look at here, now look what's going on. Can't you see that it's more wrong? We don't even make love anymore. I'm out the door, can't take no more. Ain't going on like that no more. Like that no more. Girl, you lied and said you were in it to win it. Then you started tripping.
Just you, just you, just you, just you. gone. Guarantee that you won't see us on the first video. Bring my ice and lit it up. Every club I hit it up, they know we trying to live it up. I'm just trying to get it up. I'm trying to get up to the money. They ain't sick when I was nothing. Now they run their cup of something. So I tell them keep they frontin'. Always real, no time for something. When I turn around and hit it, why that last you trying to bunny?
Coming out of the clothes, I'm in the shower, something in the backyard with the hoes. swear to God, I don't know these chicks. Don't give a fuck, cause everyone else got tits. It's better off, I enjoy this shit. Another butt, another cutie dancing on my dick. They hit the loud, why they come to me? I think it's swag or internet, they got in free. 512 said he's zoning them out. It's like a club or a rave, but it's at my house. Top drop and roll, top drop and roll. Pop, drop, and roll, we getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll, pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll, we getting high like them white boys. It's getting late and nobody can drive. Probably cold, so I guess we just making it high. It don't matter cause I'm too loose. Another roll, another blunt, and some more and two. I'm gone, I'm not sure I can see. They blowing guns, fucking with everybody who's sleeping. Fading fast, I don't think I can walk. Shaking my head at the chest, I assume that she's talking. She grabbed my hand, I assume that we walking. She on her knees, I assume that she's slobbing. She lick her lips, I assume that it's throbbing. She came on top, I assume that it's fucking. All I know is I can't feel nothing. Semi consciousness and her hips still bucking. Guess it's a thing and it's just how it goes. Passing out last words. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll.
Totally, dude.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body bag. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body bag. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body pain. Glow in the dark at every color. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body bag. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body bag. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body pain. See me in that body pain.
See me in that body pain.
He said he didn't see it all, but I won't surprise him. We already tried them. Baby, you can't top them. You got me on the phone like you're about to have me open. That's when I set me in my crib around 7. I leave the door open, let me blindfold you. About to take over, I'm ready to show you. Something that you got, you would need to take no for. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him outfits painted on with his weakness. He's on the floor, begging, begging. Like Rover, give him what he needs, put him in a coma.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body bag. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body bag. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body pain. Go in the dark at every color in his skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body bag. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body bag. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body pain. See me in that body pain.
Picture, shoot me on a video, show me on a split screen, call up the publisher, put me in a magazine, just to show the world the freaky things they wanna do to me. My glow in the dark, got him feeling X-rated, took him back to preschool, so he can finger paint it, trying to cross the finish line, but I already made it. He called me Wonder Woman, cause I am the greatest. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him outfits painted on with his weakness. On the floor, begging, begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs, put him in a coma.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body bag. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body bag. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body pain. Go in the dark at every color in his skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body bag. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body bag. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body pain. See me in that body pain.
Level is ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to
freaky shit.
Baby, you clowny. You should've joined the circus. You're talking like a 9 to 5. Like the way you work. Should've been a surgeon. The way I got him slurring. Peeling off my body paint. Got him speaking German. Please call the doctor. Put him on the table. I think I just lost him. Somebody get the cable.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color in the skin. I'm about to make him faint
All right, y'all, welcome back to Lawless Radio. I am your host, So Ambitious. If you're an artist and you have something that you would like to promote, you can call in at 646-478-5209. Also, check us out on our website, www.lawlessradio.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, and that's at Lawless Radio. All right, I'm going to go back to the phone line. All right, you still there with me? Hello?
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I wanted to ask you, with all of the talk about Miss Whitney Houston, what do you think about all of that?
She's talking to me, and then I'll let you speak. I think with Whitney, she was very talented. I think, but my personal opinion, and I don't care who agrees with me.
Fuck Bobby Brown.
I think with her, she fell in love with a man, and they went down a spiral. Can you be quiet? Because you can talk after I get through talking. They went down a spiral, and I don't think that she was able to pull herself out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. The drugs and maybe the alcohol or whatever, people judge too much because normally somebody, if you're using drugs and alcohol, there's a reason. Most people don't do it for nothing. You know, we do it for a reason. So it's a tragic loss.
Do you agree with everybody that blamed Bobby Brown for it, though?
I don't say that, because you can't blame anybody for somebody else's downfall. I just believe that's what it started as. Like, when she started doing it,
mm-hmm.
it was to please him. I've been in a relationship like that. That's why I can speak on that. I've never did drugs. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, when you have that man and you're trying to please him by any means necessary, you do things that are out of your character. And like I said, and I will reiterate, I've never did drugs, but I think when people get on drugs, they can't quit after that. I've heard that. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So I don't blame him. I don't blame anybody because God is the final person. You know, he's the final judge in the end anyway.
That's true. Right. Because you have so many people now that's blaming him and saying if she wouldn't have, you know, gotten with him, then she wouldn't have gotten hooked and she would still be here and all of that.
I felt that way a little bit, but, you know, hey. I just felt she loved him more than she should have. Or, like, she should have got out before she did. But a lot of people thought things about that, about me. So, you know, people, you never know. I don't know, but Mississippi wants to speak, so I'm going to let him have the mic. Here you
okay.
go, Mississippi.
All right, so it's a good show you got right here. Now, me and Mel was talking, we were the first two to even find out about Whitney's death last Saturday. Because one of her Facebook friends posted something and was like, we both thought it was a practical joke or something. And then I went into Google and Yahoo and we found out it was real. And then we stayed up all that night looking on CNN, looking on watching the footage and whatnot. She was with somebody, found one of her bodyguards, just that. I'm just saying this. She was a very talented teenage diva. Coming out of high school at 17 when she cut her first record, you know,
mm-hmm.
She took the world by storm with her voice and her ability, you know, to be a beauty queen at the same time. And I have followed Whitney all her life. And I remember people saying, it wasn't just myself, my mama, my daddy, my sister, they all said when it was announced that she had gotten married to Bobby, that we was like, what the hell? We was like, they are not, we was like, okay, you got the bad boy.
Everybody do that?
No, but no, because, okay, I got the flow right now, right? So everybody was saying that Bobby Boy, the bad, Bobby Brown, the bad boy from New Edition, is marrying this angelic persona. At that point in time, everyone had said, this is, everybody was like, this ain't gonna last or it's gonna come to a tragic ending. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, so they were married and then Bobby Christina was born and that's when they made the song, We Got Something in Common. And like, okay, well, she honestly believes that she's in love, but I don't think that he has her best interest at heart. And then he's the one that did start her on drugs and whatnot. Okay, so when they got divorced, she was so far along, she was so far gone that, you know, she couldn't pull herself out of, you know, out of the ditch, so to speak. So she just kept doing it. And like me and Mel also say, there's no one to blame, I don't think, because once you know right from wrong, you know right from wrong. But she had such a deep, dark dungeon for such a long time due to the union with Bobby Brown. I didn't think she'd know anywhere else to go. Like she says, everybody does drugs for a reason. Hell, I drank. I drink heavily and take a shot of NyQuil to go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's told me that's the wrong thing to do, man, because eventually it's going to start breaking your health down. But I'm saying, hell, well, if I don't do that, I can't go to sleep. So I started seeing a psychiatrist. I started going to the psychiatric hospital. I started doing this doctor. I started seeing that doctor. And, you know, I mean, it's like, okay, who can help me then? You know what I'm saying? So, and I still do it to this day. But you know what? Mel loves me for the person who I am because I'm the breadwinner. You know, like I say all the time, I can bring home the bacon. You just make sure you cook it. I'm going to give you back to me.
Right. Okay.
Amen. Okay.
Okay. I like everything he had to say about that. I agree with what he was saying about the whole situation. And see, you know, you have people that are saying that she was on it before Bobby. People are trying to say she got Bobby hooked on it. And you know that you heard about him being on drugs way before they got together.
Yes, ma'am. I seen Bobby Brown live in concert, I want to say back in 98. Well, I'm not talking about New Edition. I'm just talking about him. Can you let me speak? I didn't say anything when you speak. That's what makes me mad. Anyway. He was clearly high. He stripped on stage, girl. And we were all, like, in amazement.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Kansas City, Missouri. We were just like, did he just take off his, did he just pull his pants down on stage? Yes, he did. And that's even before he was way when he was in. So, no. It was clear that I believe he was on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But who cares? She's gone, and she's resting in peace. Bless her soul.
And that's the sad part is that everybody's focusing on the whole drug use thing. They're not looking at the fact that she has a daughter that she left behind.
Yeah. Yeah. And most people focus, you know, most people don't focus on the good things about you. They always want to talk about what's negative and the bad things because that makes them feel better. But no, she was great, and let her rest in peace.
Right. So what was your favorite Whitney Houston song?
I will say I will always love you. Yeah, that's one of the top. Because I don't care how many people try to sing that song, they cannot get it like her.
Yeah. That Bodyguard song. Like, I have a whole bunch of them, but that, like, my favorite one. That, like, when you think of Whitney Houston and, like, the last time I heard her sing, that's what pops in my head. That I will always love you. And that will be a wedding song, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I know I'm going to Everton originally. So.
Ball with George
Benson. Oh, shut up. I'm about to put him to bed. I got like, how you live with him?
Oh, my goodness. That like a trip.
He's better away from you.
We're going to go into some more music, and I'll be back with y'all. Don't kill him during the break.
All right.
All right, y'all. This is I Like the Way by King B.
One hand in the air, my father sold this right now.
Lil Faye, you a fool for this one, boy.
We gon' get this sack up in memory of y'all.
You got Dallas, homie. Pop.
Hey.
I do this shit for you, nigga.
Don't even salt the niggas. Look at them, they had it on their house, them niggas. I'm serving.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Lawless Radio. I'm your host, So Ambitious. I'm trying to get the page back up. For some reason, it went down. I hope everybody can hear me. So I'm sitting here working on the page now. Once I get everything back up and going, I will definitely get the music back rolling. But again, if you're an independent artist and you want to be heard here on Lawless Radio, you can go to www.lawlessradio.com and submit your music, and we will definitely put you on. You can do the same thing if you're trying to put in an interview request. Go to, again, lawlessradio.com and click on the Submit Your Music tab and get that in to us. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, and it's Lawless Radio. And, again, I want to shout out the Meningitis Foundation, Ms. Lynn Bozoff, and to show your support and to help them continue to bring awareness to this disease. You can go to www.nmaus.org and donate, you know, and help them out. One of the things that I always talk about is meningitis, because I was personally affected when my sister passed away in November of 2010. And from that point on, it has truly been my mission to bring awareness. You know, so many people think that meningitis is affecting babies and college students, which it is, but they don't tell you about the older people that are being affected. My sister was 49 years old when she got sick with meningitis, and from that point on, I've been the one that wanted to let everybody know that it doesn't matter how old you are, you can be affected by this disease, and it's a horrible disease. It really is. You can also hear stories of survivors of this disease at www.nmaus.org. All right, again, I'm trying to get the page up. It went down on me, so I'm trying to get it going. And as soon as we get this page rolling again, I will start back playing music. I'm out of town with my artist, Jace Verse, right now, and we're in the hotel. And let's just say the internet is just not working with me right now. So all of my pages have just gone down, so. Okay. We're almost there. And you can tune in to my show, Independent Fridays, every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Lawless Radio. And this Friday, I have a topic that I'm not going to announce just yet. You just have to tune in to see what it is. But I think it's an interesting topic, and I need all of my ladies to weigh in on this topic. I've talked about it before, and I've only had the men, so I need the ladies to weigh in on some of these topics. So tune in again this Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to Independent Fridays with your girl, So Ambitious. All right, our switchboard is slowly coming up. And, again, as soon as we have it up, I will definitely go back into some of this music.
Come here. Oh, we got to have that. Hey, young Dip, big Tip, let's go on my name. For a dice game, lost 5 pounds. I need that all back. Knock me off my feet. I gotta crawl back. Thinking of my kids, sipping all yak. I'm about to go ham. Better fall back. Get down and lay down. Plus, I'm in all black. If I ain't a hustler, what do you call that? Now I'm back and on point like a rat tail. Keep my connects confidential for a rat tail. Grade A, so they going for the max, yeah. Flying with pretty wings, no max, yeah.
Ain't no shame on me. I've been doing this since school. I grew enough to loop it. She like high school, now you grown and you still diva. I call you girl, but you know I need your info. And for your info, girl, I'm a nympho. But we can take a show and slow work the tempo. Go. Shawty,
you with me, cause you don't want it so wrong. Shawty, nigga, me, you don't want it too wrong. Maybe on a late night, let me know it tastes right. Got you back.
Yes, but you love a thug. She call a man a bug. She calling me the king. Because I bring wet dreams to reality. And like a cavity, I'm all up in the mouth seat. I ain't taking, I'm back breaking and making moves. The stereo loud, girl, we moving to the groove. I make the thing in between your legs. Ooh, till you lose control. I tell you, back it up, girl. I be your cruise control. But whoa, now you got me skeeting rounds like an Uzi. Your next round,
I'm gonna take them all.
Don't nobody used to get me like this, y'all. You got me going to you right now. And I know there's other girls out there that's looking for the same thing you're looking for. You know, all I want to do is keep it 100 with you, though. I ain't trying to make you do nothing you don't want to. But do you mind if I touch you right there?
Shawty, get with me, cause you don't want it so wrong. Shawty, dig at me, and I don't want it no wrong.
Welcome back to Lawless Radio. I am your host for the night, So Ambitious. We have 5 minutes remaining. I'm going to see if our callers, Mel and the cigarette, if they have anything to say before we end the show. All right, guys, are y'all still on? Hello? Hello?
Oh, we here. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now. You have anything you want to say before we end the show?
No, I just want to say it's Lawless. And I hope everyone enjoyed their Valentine's Day. And I hope everyone continues life. Excel, you know, and God is good.
Okay. All right, I just want to reiterate her sentiments. You know, everybody be blessed, and may your God go with you.
All right, and we're going to go out with one of Mississippi Red's
songs. You're going to play running?
That's what I'm going to go out with.
Where you based out of?
Augusta, Georgia.
That's what I figured. Okay. Ain't Augusta, that's James Brown hometown, ain't it?
I used to live in Augusta. Stop it. Do you know LaWanda? That's my best friend, Taylor. I'm giving a shout out to my bestie. But I didn't get to live in Augusta.
We used to talk about James Brown, that was one of his.
I used to live in Augusta.
I'm just saying, though, because James Brown, he had two hometowns. One was Augusta, Georgia. The other one was Barnwell, South Carolina. I just want to know his true hometown. Is it Augusta or was it Barnwell, South Carolina? Even
it was
where
Augusta,
I'm going to be a
fool, and his daughters and stuff still stay here, except for the one that's out in Atlanta. But he has a daughter, Deanna Brown, lives here in Augusta.
But was he born in Augusta or Brownwell, South Carolina? Barnwell, South Carolina.
He was born here in Augusta.
But I keep
seeing
on his bio.
No question.
But I guarantee
good night, honey.
Ron will so gross.
I have to put my hand over his mouth. play his song and
she almost
have
suffocated
a
me because she put her hand over my face, my mouth and nose. I'm gonna stop breathing for a minute. I'm gonna have to call the chairman because I think I'm being raped, robbed and murdered all in the same night.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
And on that note,
good night.
It's Lawless.
Lawless, baby. Lawless.
All right, y'all, we're going to end this tonight. Thank everybody for tuning in. And we're going to go out with Running by Donnie Williams. You can catch me this Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Lawless.
Family, go to work every day and still have no money.